Treasure of divine love, and who is filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya Gam? Where are my Sri Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps.
That.
Thank you.
Sukkina. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, entitled Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form, Text Number 19. Tasmanandatmajayante Narayana Samogunai
Shriya Kirtyanubhavena
Gopayasva Samahita
Tasmanandatmajayante
Narayana Samogunai Shriya Kirtyanubhavena
Gopayasva Samahita
Tasmanandatmajayante
Narayana Samogunai
Shriya Kirtyanubhavena Gopayasva Samahita Tasmanandatmajayante
Narayana Samogunai
Shriya Kirtyanubhavena
Gopayasva Samahita
Tasmanandatmajayante Shriya Kirtyanubhavena
Gopayasva Samahita
Tasmanandatmajayante
Students,
Tasmanandatmajayante
Narayana Samogunai
Shriya Kirtanubhavena
Gopayasva Samahita
Okay, word for word. Tasmat,
therefore,
Nanda, O Nanda Maharaj, Atmajaha,
your son,
I am
this.
te, of you, Narayana Samaha, is as good as Narayana. Narayana himself showing transcendental qualities. Gunai, by qualities. Shriya, by opulence. Kritya, especially by his name and fame. Anubhavena, and by his influence. Gopayasva, just raise this child. Samahitaha, with great attention and precaution. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. And his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayana. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. Purport. In this verse, the word Narayana Samaha is significant. Narayana has no equal. He is Asamaudva. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than he is, as stated in Shastra. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Vidrari Devatai Samate Narva Vikshita Sapashandi Vavedivam. One who equates Narayan, even the great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, is a Pashandi, an agnostic. No one can equal Narayan. Nonetheless, Gaudamani used the word Sama, meaning equal, because he wanted to treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had become Nanda Maharaj's son. Gaudamani wanted to impress upon the mind of Nanda Maharaj, your worship of the deity Narayan is so pleased with you that he has sent you a son almost equal to him in qualifications. Therefore, you may designate your son with a similar name, such as Mukunda or Madhusudan. But you must always remember that whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances. Therefore, you should raise and protect this child with great care. If you can protect this child very cautiously as Narayana always protects you, the child will be as good as Narayana. Gaudamani also indicated that although the child was exaltedly qualified like Narayana, he would enjoy more than Narayana as Rasa Bihari, the central enjoyer of the Rasa dance. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi sahasra shatasanna nasevananam govindanari purushantanam vajami. He would be served by many gopis who would all be as good as a goddess of fortune. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shumati Prabhaho Kaviti Namine Shishir Indhati Vivira Parapanka Jadayini Prabhupada Nuvadaya Namaha Shri Virabhavi Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shumati Bhakti Vivanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Me Vishesha Sunnivari Paschatya Desha Tarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So just before I start speaking, I just have something here I'd like to read about Jayananda Prabhu, since today is his disappearance day. It's a very important day for us. This is one devotee, Vishok, was speaking. He says, one day I was at the Ratiyatra site in San Francisco, and it was sort of a long and lonely day. It was Jayananda's birthday, and Diharini Dasi had baked a cake with frosting for Jayananda. She brought it to the site and left it in my trust until Jayananda returned. Well, it was a long time, many hours. In fact, it seemed like all day long until Jayananda got there. Meanwhile, I was lusting over this cake all day long. I was thinking, oh boy, does that cake look good? My rascal mind got the better of me lusting over Jayananda's cake before we even got there. I was thinking, what a party we're going to have when Jayananda gets here. Yeah, we're really going to chow down. And I'm going to scarf down a piece of that cake. Oh boy, maybe two pieces of that sumptuous, beautiful, delectable cake. Jai, Haribo! I still had enough restraint to wait, but it took so long, and I was meditating on it for so long. Well, finally Jayananda got there, and some other devotees came too, and I was really ready to reveal the surprise and start the party. My party animal mode was in full bloom. As it started, Jayananda saw the cake and was surprised, and my mouth was watering. But by some quirk of cruel fate, there appeared a little kid on the scene. He was some neighborhood kid. How he found out, I don't know. He just stood there. Well, Jayananda looked at him and then he started to serve the cake. We had no knife or anything and I couldn't believe it, but Jayananda took a toothbrush and used the handle of it to cut the cake after first wiping it on his pants. You can use a toothbrush for a knife. As you might have guessed, the first piece went to the little kid, whose eyes opened wide as a big smile crossed his face. You know what's going to happen next, right? There are lots of kids in the area. Okay, now we're going to have a party, my lusty mind thought. Wrong. Hardly a moment went by when lo and behold, the second little kid appeared with hand extended. Second piece fell into his hand. By now, rumor had spread like wildfire, and I could see a stream of little kids pouring out of the apartments and running down to the sidewalk of the court. The whole neighborhood is coming now. Apprehension gripped my mind with terrible thoughts. Was there to be enough? And Jayananda just kept on serving the kids one after another. The cake was disappearing before my belly. Before my bulging eyes, my mind was screaming, what are you doing, dear Prabhu? You're giving it all away? But I tried to hide my shameless emotions by forcing a straight face and a weak smile. But Jayananda could see all through that. This is the difference between a dirty heart and a pure heart. My impure mind could only think of how I could enjoy the cake, how I could selfishly enjoy. And the mentality of a pure heart, a pure mind, Jayananda's mind, he was just thinking, how can I serve others with the Lord's mercy, prasadam? And if they take prasadam, then they will have begun their devotional service. This was Jayananda's mercy to others. His meditation was always how to benefit others with the mercy. So Jayananda stopped for a moment to appreciate that the cake was made for him. And then he took a sizable crumb, the size of half my thumb, and popped it into his mouth. Then he looked at my face and read my miserable mind, which I tried to hide. He was compassionate to me too, and finally gave me a piece. I was grateful and was trying to hide my despondency over how my plan was foiled. After it was all gone and the kids all disappeared, Jayananda looked at me and smiled and said, you know, the Bhagavatam says that we should feed the people with sumptuous prasadam. I feigned weak acceptance. You know, he just did things for the benefit of others. That's the way he was. Jayananda Prabhu ki jai. So he was able to get a piece of cake finally. So they're going to the verse. In conclusion therefore, Ramananda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame and opulence, he is exactly like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. So I will speak a little bit about Narayan and then I will talk a little bit about Asa Maudva. No one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. And Srila Prabhupada injected a sentence in this purport which I'd like to speak a little bit about. But you must always remember that whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances. So Narayana. Narayana is actually two parts. It has two parts. Nara and Ayana. Among the kids, who know what Narayana means? Anybody knows? Narayana? Anybody here named Narayana? Any of the kids named Narayana? No? Okay, we don't have any Narayans there. So Nara. Nara means the living entities, you could say. All living entities. Nara. Or sometimes it is called the aggregate of all living entities. Or sometimes some people may describe it as just man. In Ramayana you will see that. Nara. The Lord Ram is just a man. So, and then Ayana. Ayana means simply the shelter of, or the abode of, or the refuge you can take protection from. So the Lord Vishnu, or sometimes is described Krishna, he is called Narayana, the abode or the shelter of all living entities. Not only human beings, but all living entities. So here, Nanda Maharaj is saying that this child of yours is as good as Narayana. This child, Krishna, he is as good as Narayana. But and we know that, of course, Krishna is Narayana. Narayana, he has how many hands, kids? How many hands Narayana has? Yes. Four hands. And how many hands Krishna has? Yep. Two. Krishna has two hands and Narayana has four hands. So how is it that Narayana is greater than Krishna? He only has two hands. Somebody might ask. Isn't it? If you have four hands, you should be stronger and more powerful, right? So, from our philosophy, we would hear that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara Parama. Ishvara means controller. Parama means the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. And his body is made up of Satchit Anand. And who is speaking this verse? Who knows who is speaking this verse? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Yes. Lord Brahma? Correct, what's your name? Huh? Radha. Radha? Radha says Lord Brahma, and she is correct. Radha is the daughter of Radhikesh Prabhu and Mother Premanjali. And it's not something that child usually knows. But the fellow of Dravida Prabhu knowing verses. So that's very good. Lord Brahma spoke this verse, and this is a verse. This verse doesn't have the same meter like Chintamani Prakarasadma Sukarupa Viksha. That's the first verse actually we speak from Bhagavad Gita, I mean from Brahma Samhita. So the Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and from him we see in the hierarchy. From him comes Balaram, then from Balaram comes the Chaturvyuha, and down, further down from there is Narayana. So Lord Brahma is said to be, sometimes he is called, Srila Prabhupada sometimes called Lord Brahma the son of Narayana. So Narayana is the mother of Brahma, meaning Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, because Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, from his navel, remember that Vishnu form that lies in the ocean, and from his navel comes the lotus flower from where Lord Brahma was born. So Lord Brahma, he was born from Gaudirakshaya Vishnu. Another name is Narayan. So Srila Prabhupada sometimes says, well, this is the mother. Gaudirakshaya Vishnu is the mother of Lord Brahma. He's also the father, of course. So Lord Narayan, he is very, very powerful. And Gargamuni is saying here to Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is just as good. He's just as good as God. Later on we will know who he is. He is actually God himself. He is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And you should raise him, and you should raise him carefully and cautiously. So Krishna is the Supreme. Lord Narayan is the Supreme. From this angle of vision, Lord Narayan is Supreme. As we read more into detail, we'll see how actually Krishna is Supreme. Krishna has so many qualities, four qualities that none of these forms, all these 400 forms, he has more qualities in these 400 forms of Vishnu or Narayan. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arsabha Bhitya. Krishna, he is the Supreme, and everyone else, including Balaram, they are Bhityas, they are servants. Krishna is Supreme and everyone else is a servant of him. And another thing that we hear is Krishna, he has nothing to do. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he has nothing to do. All he does is he enjoys. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a European scholar who went to India, went to Calcutta actually, and when he was in Calcutta he was visiting different temples. So he went to Durga temples and he saw that, you know, Durga Devi has a sword, and Kali temples there's a chopper, and they're doing something, they're killing demons, they're wearing the skulls around them as garlands. And he went to some other temples and he sees that they're doing different things. And then he went to Vrindavan and he saw Krishna is there playing a flute. And then he concluded, the scholar, European scholar, he concluded that this must be God. he's only enjoying, he's not doing any work. And Srila Prabhupada said, and that is also the conclusion of the acharyas. So this European scholar is like an acharya, you could say. He concluded correctly that this Krishna, who is just playing a flute and enjoying with his devotees, that he is the Supreme Lord. Now, if someone is enjoying life, if someone is just... Oh, you have to go? Okay, thank you all very much for coming. Hare Krishna, and have a good day at school. Those are the future of the movement. So, where was I? Anyway, so Krishna, he has nothing to do, but he is simultaneously doing everything. You know, Lord Prabhupada said that the president of the country, if there is some problem somewhere, he has to go there. You have to get his cabinet, he has to discuss. If there's a problem in Iraq or North Korea or wherever, he has to immediately call a cabinet meeting and then finalize, well, what decision are we going to make on this particular situation. But Krishna, he just has to think of the problem and it is solved. He has all these ministers working for him, he has all these demigods, all these different expansions. He has all these energies working for him. And he doesn't have to do anything particularly himself. But in Bhagavad Gita we see that Krishna is saying that there's so many things to do and I don't have to do anything. But I do it anyway because everything will fall into ruination if I don't do it. And people will look at me and they'll say, oh, he's not doing anything, and therefore people will become lazy, people will lose their ability to serve, and therefore for this reason he does things. but he simultaneously do everything, Krishna. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, his famous verse, 7:7, Matta parataram nanya kinchirasti dananjaya mai sarvam idam portam sutri mani gana iva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strewn on a thread. Mai sarvam idam portam. Everything is resting on me. And how? Sutri mani gana iva. Like money, like pearls. Sutri. Sutri means thread. Mani means pearls. Like pearls are strung on a thread. And then later on, Aham sarvasya pavavo matta sarvam pavartati iti matva pajanti nam bidha bhava samambitaha. I am the source of everything. From me the creation, the entire creation flows. Knowing this, the wise worship me with all their hearts. That's from 10:8 of Bhagavad Gita. So there are so many verses that describe how Krishna is supreme. Manai vamso jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. All these living entities, they're just part and parcel of Krishna. And what is it? They're struggling with their senses and mind. Very hard, they're struggling with their senses and mind, these living entities. But actually they're part and parcel of Krishna, and they can actually become very happy and go back home, back to Godhead, and just enjoy life in the spiritual world. So, I'll just pause there for a second, and I'll just consider this sentence here that Prabhupada is talking about. But you must always remember that whenever you want to do something very good, there will be many hindrances. Has that ever happened to anybody? You want to do something good and there's some hindrance? So, there is a statement that if you remember Krishna, then all obstacles go far away. Right? That is, but if you want to do something good, there will be many obstacles. So we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, taking that instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and even just contemplating so many years, just contemplating and thinking of how he was going to carry out this instruction, how many hindrances came, how many obstacles were presented, and how he actually defeated Maya, you could say, and crossed over. He jumped all those hurdles, you know what I mean? He wanted to start something in India, League of Devotees, in so many ways he struggled to write his Back to Godhead pamphlets and distributing it himself, doing everything himself, and then get finally thinking of Morarji Desai and getting a passage on the steamship. And how much he had to struggle, that whole struggle there, it takes him weeks to actually get that passage on that steamship even, not just a regular, not a passenger boat, but just on this Jaladuta. And so much struggle he went through, and then coming on, getting heart attacks, and then coming into New York and struggle from the cold, and all those struggles he went through, so many hindrances. And then got his thing stolen, you know the history. So you see how many hindrances he has put forward. For what? Just to be able to present this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western countries. And that also goes for us. Like even here, you know, we're trying to do so many things and so many laws of the country and, so many hindrances are there. However, if one really wants to serve Krishna, and he is very determined to do that, then in the end he will be successful. Juddha Vrataha. Srila Prabhupada described Juddha Vrataha. Be determined. One has to be determined to serve Krishna. And then there is talk here about protection. One should protect Krishna as a child very cautiously and carefully. So this protection, this protection that we all need protection, and we also need to give protection. When we pray to the deities, we pray for protection. What should we pray for? Should we pray for just good health, good job, good spouse, nice house. Is that what we pay for? We can also pay for those things, actually, and Krishna will give us. So, what we should pay for and be protected from are things like our devotion. We should pray to the Lord, please protect my devotional creeper. My devotional creeper is very, very tender, and it can get squashed at any moment. So we should pray to the Lord. We come before the deities. My dear Lord, please protect me from my vows, so I'm able to carry out my vows. I've taken vows on the spiritual path, which is a very big sacrifice to take those vows. It is not an ordinary thing. One is very brave to take these vows. A lot of people are afraid to take these vows because they are not sure that they're going to be able to follow them. And so we pray to the Lord to help us, because it is very difficult to follow all these vows. It's extremely difficult. But with the help of the Lord, we can do it. So we pray to the Lord for protection. We pray to the Lord to protect our chastity, our vows, our children. These days there's lots in child protection, protecting children, protecting women. Protecting, very importantly these days, is to protect our understanding of the philosophy, understanding of the message of Lord Chaitanya, so we don't get deviated. Because there's so many different philosophies, so many different understandings. Even all of us here, if we read one sentence from the Bhagavad Gita, I tried it one time, four of us read a sentence from Bhagavad Gita, and we all give our purport, what we understood from it. And there are four different meanings. So it's true that we'll have different understanding, and therefore we have to pray to the Lord not to deviate from the mood and the understanding that Srila Prabhupada wanted to give us. And protection of our movement. Prabhupada said this ISKCON movement is his body. We have to protect that. We have to protect the deities. That's why we build gates. We build gates to protect the deities. So, in so many ways, we can pray to the Lord for protection. And protection of so many things. And the last thing is we pray for protection of ourselves. When you're on a very high platform, you don't pray for yourself, because you know Krishna, he knows that he has to take care of me. I don't have to tell him that. However, Krishna Prabhupada said that if you pray for yourself, it's not bad. It's better you ask for Krishna to protect yourself than to ask someone else. Better to ask Krishna, because it's good. It's a lower prayer, but still it's good to approach Krishna. However one approaches Krishna, it's good. So we got a few minutes left. Let me stop there and see if there are any questions or comments. Trivikram Prabhu and then Jagadha Prabhu. I saw his hand first.
Very well. So the Lord has multifarious forms. And at times it seems that some of these seemingly low forms come in the way of his original form. And thus, a lot of people even become confused. Who is the Lord? Is it Vishnu or Krishna? You know, and even right now, I mean, it's a great percentage of the world, especially in India, think that Lord Vishnu is the supreme and Krishna is subordinate. So how can you clarify this misconception?
We only made a difference also because of what Srila Prabhupada had said. Otherwise we wouldn't know we probably never heard of Vishnu or Krishna. There are many people who came to the movement, they never heard of Vishnu or Krishna before. We only made a difference because of what Srila Prabhupada had said. And therefore, we just have to read his books, and that will tell us. And there are lots of information when you look at the hierarchy, Krishna and Balaram and so forth, that's the philosophy of, that's the message. But Dravida had his hand, Dravida Prabhu.
So just a few other insights into reasons why he's called Narayan. This is from, these are references from Adi Lila 246. I'm going to read the Bengali, but you always see the wanderings of all living beings. For this reason also you are primeval Lord Narayan. Narayana means of a living being. Ayana means the motion. So Narayana Ayana, for that reason also, you know, as a super soul. The standard one that you gave, that he's the shelter of all, actually what it says here, Narayana Ayana Yate Karana Palana, you are the protector of those who are the shelters of all the living entities. So he's in, you know, he's above even Brahma, Shiva, all the others. And one more, and this is actually from the translation to 10.14.14, I believe. That's the famous verse, Narayana Stram Nahisavadeyan. This is a prayer of Brahma, after the Brahma of the Morning Buddha. Indeed, Lord Narayan is your expansion, he's talking to Krishna, and he is called Narayan because he is the generating source of the primeval water of the universe. So Nara, from the Supreme Personality of Bhu, originating Jala, Ayanat. Ayanat means being the manifesting source. So another Bhu, Jalayanat, is another source of the name Narayan. I thought I...
Jai. Thank you very much. Pramgavindapu, and then Pandit.
I'm going to cite just few. If somebody has that problem of Krishna's origin, please let's have a talk. It's very nice, nicely serving talk, not challenging. Very nice, because it is established by our acharyas, and I had also little doubt when I joined also. It's not like I was born as a Krishna is supreme. No, I also had a doubt. I always thought Narayan is the origin. So recently just completely convinced, but with the reference. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, we have complete trust on his word, but still Srila Prabhupada told to Jayadeva Maharaj, one time he was giving class in this temple, and he says, three Ram name is one Krishna name. What is that? I said, Prabhupada says. He said, no. I mean, what is the slogan? So after the class, I asked Maharaj, I said, but Prabhupada says that. He said, that's not enough. Prabhupada said to him, he said, represent in Guru with a backing of Shastra. Then you are established. Only Prabhupada says it's not enough because people don't have a faith that we have. So, if any sampradaya that represents, say for example Ramanuj sampradaya, their authentic pranam is Vishnu Puran. In the Vishnu Puran, you can go each sampradaya and we can literally ascertain this conclusion. In the Vishnu Puran, there is a beautiful pastimes of Bhakti Devi with her two sons. And you all know the pastimes. That no other literature, including Vishnu Puran, could not revive their sick condition. Bhagavad Gita, every Veda was recited. They could not. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was the only one recited and the Jnana Vairagya just woke up in a healthy body. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam has to be accepted as the ultimate praman. Sarva Vedanta Sarami Srimad Bhagavatam Ishvate. And Bhagavatam Parivasya Sutra is Ete Chamsa Kalapam. So Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam.
Wonderful.
Many way. If you like pastimes, you can say in Vrindavan, Krishna has a Narayan form. But when Srimati Radhika came in Poeta Gaon, then he could not hold his Narayan form. He has to come to Krishna. Even Prabhupada gives him nectar devotion. Krishna is the one who has an unlimited form. Like Mitra Binda, she always knows Krishna has a two form. After fighting, all the soul, all the other kings attack, then Krishna is embracing his first time meeting the wife Mitra Binda. So she did not see that he has another two hands. He took out two hands and fighting with others. But she is thinking he is just holding me and going to Dwarka. So all this form manifested from him, it is a, there is a evidence. Actually, literally, I put a lot of evidence as a pastimes. So that's not a confusion. But ignorance, yes, it will take a place that
Narayan is origin, but Krishna is origin.
Thank you. Pandavik Prabhu, last one.
Oh, this is just a comment. This is one of the very nice verses, one of the few places in the Bhagavatam where you can understand that Krishna is actually the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nandatmaja is described there. That otherwise people will challenge that Krishna is the son of Vasudev, which is also all right, but here is evidence, because every word has some meaning. Nandatmaja means he's the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Atmaja means your son, yeah. Okay, well, they say a good class is one that ends in time. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.